Welcome to the first episode of the Better Everyday Podcast, where we're unlocking our best self one episode at a time. I'm Grace Garcia.
And I am David Garcia.
Welcome. How do you feel?
Feel good. A little stressed, but good.
Stressed, like what's going to happen or everything before the podcast?
No, stressed just because the kids. So we have two kids and getting them to sleep. This is the only time that we could do the podcast is when the kids are asleep. And I'm a very like just
man by the book.
Yeah. I'm a very, what's the word that I'm looking for? Like the routine, very predictable. Like I do the same thing every day. Yeah. And so like, I'm trying to find the right time, like 8 o'clock, hopefully finish by 9 o'clock, pack everything up, still take a shower, go to sleep. And yeah, it's a little stressful. Today I kind of lagged it, waited too long to set everything up, but
we'll get better every day.
Yeah, we're going to get better every day. So this is the very first episode of the Better Everyday Podcast. We're excited. This is something that we've been talking about for a while now, maybe somewhere between 1 to 2 years. And this kind of all started from, we used to have roommates. So we live in a pretty big house.
Housemates.
Yeah, we had housemates, roommates, same thing. And so we live in a house. It's got 4 bedrooms. And so there was a time that we lived with our housemates, which are our best friends, really. So I'm Canadian, came to America, and they were the very first friends that we ever had. And they got married a couple of months after we got married. And so we were kind of just doing life together. Long story short, they live with us and we were having a lot of good conversations. And in the last like few years, we've really cherished having good conversations with them and with other people. And I think as we've gotten older, so I'm 34 now, my wife is 28. So if you guys didn't know, she's my wife.
Hi.
Yeah. and as the years have gone by, it's just, we love having conversations. And my personal, the thing that I like or love the most is having a conversation where there's different perspectives or maybe even the same perspectives, but different points of view where there's growth that comes out of it and it makes you think and it changes you or at least expands you, you know? Like, I think it's one of the worst things that you could do to stop growing or stop expanding. And so we talked with them. They're the Clevelands. And we talked to them for a while. And we were like, we should do a podcast. And I remember, you remember the time that we came back from Mexico with them?
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, like, we're going to plan the podcast. This is what we're going to do. And I'm a person that just, I couldn't shake the feeling. Like, I'm a person that once I get the feeling, I wait. I'm not that impulsive, but like if it sticks with me, and then my brain starts, how do I figure this out? Because podcast equipment is not, you know, cheap. So, and we are people that believe in not going into debt. So I'm like, how do I figure this out? And not only that, but we have a budget. So I'm like, I'm not going to touch the budget. How do I figure out how to raise the money to be able to do this? And so I came into some equipment that I was able to sell, and then that's how I fundraised for all this stuff, and we got some cool stuff. And if you guys like how it looks and how it sounds, then it's, you know, because of the hard work that we put into it, and, you know, by God's grace that we were able to get this. But yeah, honestly, that's my perspective. How do you feel about how we got here?
Yeah, I think for me, I love you and I's, I think our desire, how you said, to grow. I think with every friendship that we have, we always look for that. Like, we know not always are we going to be level footed or even ahead, or every relationship is different. But I think we've always, post conversations with our friends, we look at each other and we're like, we really value those kind of conversations where there's insight, where we think we go okay, they really have something to teach us, or we had something to give them, vice versa. And so I think that's always has been something that we've always liked, even before we got married. I don't know if you guys knew, him and I, we did a long distance relationship until we got married for about 2 years, I want to say. And all we had was conversations. Like, you can't go on dates when it was Skype back then. And so I think that's something we've always valued, like just meaningful conversations. Mm-hmm. You're someone where you can quickly see if it's like genuine or not. And then you're so turned off by it being fake. And in the last little bit, how even like we try to read books because we think that's important. Knowledge is power. And then we're like, okay, what did you learn about it? And just, I think that desire to grow, and we hope that everyone has the desire. And so now I think we're having this podcast to show the knowledge that we have, but also bring people in, knowing that they can teach us and we can learn from others. But I think that's just a little bit of our heart, a little bit why we're here.
Yeah, so that's what this podcast is really going to be, is having conversations between us. We're going to be having other people as well, having conversations, and just having conversations that spark that growth. And we hope that you guys enjoy the conversations that we're having. But not only that, we hope that you guys engage into it. So if there's something that you guys really got from it, it'd be really cool to know about that. Or if you guys had a different perspective, I mean, we encourage you guys to put it in the comments or send us a DM, whatever. Like, just having that just ball rolling, really, of just growth. Like, let's keep talking, let's keep conversing. How do we become better? How do we go deeper? How do we just expand? Like, that for me is like a passion of mine. Like, if I could sit with somebody every single day and just have a conversation with them and just grow with them, I mean, that for me, and it's two ways. Like, for me, it's fulfilling to have a conversation with somebody and even be able to plant a seed or whatever. And then as the time goes on, see that fruit multiply and give fruit, and just like, that to me is so fulfilling, to watch a person's life just blossom. Mm. So while we're on the conversation, what's one of the best conversations that you've ever had, or one that you just really stands out, something that you'll never forget? Whether that's like with the Clevelands, with your parents, with your mom, with your dad, with a pastor, or whatever, like.
That's a good question, but like, there's so much to think. I think it has to be from you and I. I think there has been so many moments where we have uncovered a layer of each other. Like, just car rides, I feel like we've had great conversations. Some off the top of my head, if it's like, I can't be more myself than with you. I think no one knows me like you know me. Mm. And that comes through asking vulnerable questions, where I know I might come off looking prideful, or might come off looking some negative type of way. But asking, like, so one of the things that stood out to me is when we came from, we like went to a new church. And then I asked you, just like, you know, do you think I'm coming from a place of pride? Like, why do I feel the need, or like, why do I get triggered of like having a platform or having a stage or something? And then just uncovering, like, why do I feel that way? Is it coming from a place of pride? Is it coming from a place that I have to share? Like, but I think just asking questions, knowing that the answer might be difficult. Because again, those are all for the intention of growing, all to get better. But overall, I think just conversations with you and me. I love conversations with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think some of our best conversations, a couple of them were after like doing counseling. Because we were like, okay, I remember going into counseling and just having the mentality of like, okay, whatever it is that's said in this session, like, I'm going to accept.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad that I was able to have that perspective and that way of being in those counseling, because I know that There's like a stereotype where it's like it's usually the man that looks bad, and that's why men usually don't like to go into counseling because they don't want to hear how bad they're doing. Like, they already hear it enough from their wives. They don't want to hear it from another person. But I was just like, okay, whatever it is that we hear, I'm going to accept and I'm going to get better, because I had recognized already at that moment, like, okay, whatever it is that I'm doing right now, it's not working. I need to change. I need to be better. And so I remember there was a couple of times, for the most part, they were pretty good because I was very open. There was like one or two times where we still ended up, you know, like not fully agreeing. It took some time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's something I appreciate as well, is there was car ride conversations and our nighttime. So usually what we do is between 8 and 9 p.m. We're either, well, what I want to do is just have a conversation. So we've been reading a couple of books. So first we read Atomic Habits together, which is a great book. I would encourage anybody to read that book. And then we've also been reading a parenting book. And my favorite things is just to have conversations about that, like your perspective, my perspective. And I feel like whenever we do things together, I mean, you know this, like when we do things together, that means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Like a lot. And so
your love language is quality time.
Yeah. But it's not just that. It's just doing things together. I think, so we've had two counselors. The second one was like more of the emotional side. Mm-hmm. And I remember she made me realize, like, what I've always wanted with my wife, which is you, like, is just a best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously I value loyalty a lot. And then that was a big couple of battles, you know, at the beginning of our marriage. But I really value us doing things together, like conquering things together, like doing hard things together to like become better. And I remember one of the times that I'll never forget is we decided to hike Mount Wilson.
Yeah.
We had done it before, but we did it this time a harder way, I feel like it was. And we didn't really stick together, which is crazy. Like, some of you guys might think, like, oh, well, if you guys didn't do it together, you guys didn't do it together. But for me, it was like we did it together. And we had radios, and I would always check in with you and just be like, hey, how are you? And you'd be like, okay. And then I remember we met at the top. And then we came down, and coming down together just like felt like, hey, we did it together. Like, it was tough. I remember it was tough. And the only reason why I kept going was because Nate was with me. If not, I would have taken way more breaks. But just having him there, I'm a very competitive person. And it's not that I wanted to show him up, but like, it's just motivating to see somebody else there. And I remember us having a conversation about it after, like, how much it meant to me. And it's crazy because it's just a hike, but it's just like the meaning of it, I guess.
Mm.
And like, ever since that moment marked my life, because I'm just like, I like to do things with my wife.
Mm.
You know, like, I didn't really have that perspective or like that way of thinking before. And I think from that moment, I realized and accepted. I'm like, I feel like I'm going back to, you know, like the original design of myself. You know, we've talked about this where, you know, life kind of hardened me up, and now I feel like I'm going back to, you know, my softer side where I'm like, okay, it's everything is safe. We're safe. Like, we love each other. I trust you. And so, that's when I accepted. I'm like, I like to do things with my wife, and it means a lot to me. And like, I look forward to doing things with you. Although some things are kind of like tricky or like finicky or like, you know, because we're two different people, so sometimes it takes some like teamwork to get it done. But like, when we do things together, or like, honestly, for me, I don't know what it is, but when I see you strive for something that like is hard, that to me, I'm like, that motivates me. It makes me go even harder, and I'm just like, we're doing it together. Like, I'm not alone, you know, like, we have a partner. And so that's something I appreciate a lot.
And I think that's how God created marriage to be. I think you feel that sort of like satisfaction because that's how things are meant to be. Like, I think it's easier said than done. Like, that would be awesome if we could be, you know, like that every season of our life.
Mm-hmm.
don't think it's gonna happen, but I think that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I love that you realized it. I remember that hike too. And even though we weren't together, I remember like being not like shocked that you were checking, but I was like, oh, like usually he doesn't check in with me. And that made me seem like seen and safe. And you motivated me, you encouraged me. And I think that's how it's supposed to be. Like men and women are two different people. Like we're not going to be on the same page, on the same footing, the same level. Mm-hmm. But just knowing the big picture of the why, like we're doing, we have the same goal. We're here to help each other when we need it. Mm-hmm. I think there's something beautiful about that. And if you remember, we're reading books now, and I like, it's kind of like full circle because that's how we started. I remember you said, I loved reading always, and you said, like, I'm not a reader. Mm-hmm. I was like, nah. Like, first try with me. And you're like, I have to. I'm like, no, let's try. And I'll never forget, like, I remember my mom introduced me, like, you guys need to read these books. We were not even engaged yet, but we were already reading, like, Five Love Languages, Love and Respect. And you liked it. I think something like clicked and you liked it. And what I loved about it is like we're growing together. We're being intentional. Like before we even put a ring on it, before we even get married, like we both have a vision and we're not okay staying the same, mm-hmm. which I think is so important in your other half. And then it kind of, what I like about books, it kind of calls you out. And like there were certain things that I wanted to call out in you. Because I feel like it's so easy to point the finger and say, like, you're doing this and this and this wrong.
Yeah.
But obviously, that's not, like, what you should do. If anything, it'll make you more cold towards the person. Mm-hmm. But the book automatically, like, we would, like, sit down and discuss and be like, oh, what'd you get from it? And you would get what I wanted you to get. And I'm like, thank you, God. But I think that's the whole point of, like, I think even the Better Everyday podcast, it's being intentional and growth, because now I think like I'm not even worried of, oh, is he going to change? Is he going to get better? Like, just know I have such peace in my heart knowing that you just strive to be better. And I'm like, he's going to get there. Like, I don't have to complain to him. I don't have to like hammer it in him. Like, maybe I'll like one comment like, oh, babe, you know, it'd be nice. But mm-hmm. just like, it's so awesome knowing that you just want to be better and you're reading books and podcasts and even with the friends you choose to hang out with, like everything's with intention. And I think that just brings like such peace in my life. Like we're going to get better, like just day by day. It's a journey and we're going to improve.
Yeah. And that's one of the things. We do a dinner every single day, or we try to every single day, and we do our highs and our lows. So what's the highest point of our day and what's our lowest point of our day. And then we do compliments usually. Yeah. And so we go around complimenting, you know, I compliment my wife, I compliment my kids. And then at the end, you have to compliment yourself. And mm-hmm. that's one of the things I find myself always like complimenting myself, which I mean, between us, obviously, it's not boastful, right? Like it may sound boastful as I say it right now, but
yeah, I know,
you know, it's genuine between us, right? And so the one thing that I always find myself being grateful for is like that I have that drive to like, you know, keep going. There isn't, well, for the most part, there is no just like, oh, let's just chill and like do nothing. Like, I think there are times or different parts of my life where I can be like that. Mm. But when I have a drive for something, like I go all in, you know, yeah. And I really love that. But not only that, but I am grateful for you just because, I mean, there's been moments in my life where you're just like, nah, homeboy, you're comfortable, you're complacent, you ain't doing nothing. Like, it's time to do my wife duty, and I'm going to give you a nice little boot in the back and get your motors running.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I was in my last company before at the company where I'm at right now. And, yeah, I was comfortable. Like, I felt like everybody, well, most people there were, like, family. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of leniency there. I had nobody said nothing to me for the most part. There'd be times where I'd be playing ping pong for like 3 or 4 hours. Like, I mean,
the life.
But I remember there came a point where you were just like, homeboy, it's time. And I was like, no, don't say that. Yeah. Like, no, it's time. You're not going to go much further in that company. and it's time for you to find something else. And I was like, what the heck? Like, I'm good here. Like, and you know, like when you're comfortable, it's hard for you to get out of that comfort zone. But I had to accept it, but I didn't want to accept it. I tried like any way to like justify it in my head, but I'm like, okay. And you know, like nobody likes being in the uncomfortable zone, you know, like nobody likes to be pushed into the unknown, because to find another job is kind of like being the unknown, because especially being somewhere where I was favored by my boss and my bosses, like other bosses as well. I could do whatever I want, whenever I want. I was in a little corner of the building. Nobody bothered me. I was good. Yeah. I was good. I was reading books whenever I wanted. I was researching whatever I wanted. Like I was good. I just hope nobody from that company or anybody like realizes that. That's funny. I just realized that, but it's whatever.
I mean, you don't work there anymore.
Yeah, now I'm a hard worker.
You are. But I think that's why it was not, I think I was pushing you because I saw like you have so much more to give. You have so much more, like your potential, you haven't even reached it.
Yeah.
And it came from a spot where I'm like, no, I know you're complacent. And as a family, we have better goals. You have better goals. Like, you're not going to, let's be real, you're not going to achieve it staying in this place. Mm-hmm. And so it comes from a place of, like, seeing your potential. And you might see it like, okay, why? I think you could have easily taken it as, like, she's not grateful or why does she want more? Like, but I think deep down you realize, like, no, she's right. Like, I do have more to give. I do have a higher potential. And so it came from that.
Yeah, and I feel like as a man, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why a wife is your wife. Like, she's your help. I don't know how to say it in English, but she's your help. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we need help getting a kick in the butt, you know? Yeah. Like, I feel like that's part of it. And that's when we get into the whole conversation about communication. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, a woman could, like, nag her husband. Like, I think there is a responsibility, whether that's a man or a woman, of how do I communicate this the best way?
Yeah.
You know, because I think in between all the lines, let's say in this scenario, the wife is basically just saying, I see more in you. Mm-hmm. And I see that you're just sitting there because you're comfortable. You don't want to go into the unknown. But I see the potential in you. You could do so much more. Like, go out and do it. I believe in you.
Yeah.
You have my help. You have my love. You have my support. And yeah, we need it. As men, we need it. Because there are times where we're just like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
But the wife is like, no, no, no. And like, I mean, again, everything has two sides of the coin. And it's all about being genuine. Because somebody can interpret that and be like, ooh, she a gold digger. Like, mm-hmm. But it's not about that. It's, yeah, we should be striving to be better every single day.
Yeah, I agree.
And as Atomic Habit says, if we are 1% better every single day for 365 days, at the end of the 365 days, we end up being 37 times better. Mm. And it's just 1% every single day, but it compounds. And so, yeah, I'm grateful for you for that, because you've always pushed me to be better. You've always seen the good in me, and you've always believed in me. And so I really appreciate that.
Oh, I love you. I love you too. And I think, because you said, like, wife, I think it goes both ways, too. I think there's definitely times where you're like, okay, Grace, like, in this area, you're lacking. And I'm not telling you this to put you down, but I'm telling you this because I know you can do more. And I see we talked about this yesterday. Like, when that's what a man and a woman should do. Like, who else is going to tell you? Your best friend's not going to be like, I think you need another job. Your boss, your coworker, like, who else is going to tell you? Like, maybe a family member if you're lucky, mm-hmm. if you're close with your family. But that's what I always tell him. Like, when I ask him a question, I'm like, David, like, tell me, because you're the only one who's going to give it to me, like, 100% real.
Yeah.
Like, some friends might, but I'm like, you're my person. And so I think relationships like that's so important to speak life over them and I guess remind them of their identity, remind them of who they are. And like, if what you're doing right now is not matching that, like, come on, you can do more. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm excited because I think that's how we're definitely not like how we used to be 7.5 years ago.
Yeah, definitely not. We were, as they say, green. But those conversations that we're talking about encouraging each other to be better, I think for sure it has taken learning to trust each other and learning to be mature. And I mean, I think there's times that still where we can have those conversations and maybe it was just bad timing.
Yeah, get defensive a little bit.
Yeah. And, but it does take trust, like the trust of, does this person love me? Mm-hmm. Do they really love me? Because I think we become defensive when we kind of don't have that trust of like, I think this person is just trying to put me down.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it's not the case. The case is, no, I love you and I see better for you. Mm-hmm. You know? And so it takes trust and it takes maturity because sometimes it's tough to hear.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you might be hearing you're dropping the ball. And again, it's not for the sake of I'm putting you down, you suck at this and you suck at that. No, no, no. It's like you're dropping the ball and you shouldn't be dropping the ball because you're better than that.
Yeah.
You know, and again, not saying but you're better than that as in like you suck, but like you're better than that because I know you are.
Yeah.
You know, and
I think that's what's important because as you were saying, that's why trust is important. Mm-hmm. I'd say even a step behind that. I think creating that life-giving environment, because there was such a point in our lives where, like, we lacked affirming who we were. So if you just tell a person, come on, you could do better, you can do better, you can do better, but you don't remind them of their identity, you don't, like, lift them up as a person, not of what they can do, just who they are, then I think whatever you say to them of, like, why can't you do that? Not why can't you do this, but come on, I know you can do this. Let's do it. It'll automatically like come up as insecurities for the person that's receiving it.
Right.
Because I know like for me, I think now I'm in such a better, like just myself. Like I love myself more. I know I'm a pretty amazing woman. Like I can say that with confidence. Like I'm a good wife. I'm a good mom. I'm a good worker. Like I worked hard to be where I'm at. But if I didn't hear that from you and you just told me like, no, you could do better. I would have got that just insecure and be like, oh my goodness, I suck. And I think there, that's why it's so important even before that, like to create that life-giving environment of speaking life into them. That way when you do, it's from a place of like, this is who you are.
Yeah.
Like you can do better.
Okay. And now I have a question for you because, you know, the podcast is called The Better Everyday. What would you say are key components of becoming better every day?
Like how to become better every day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Our 2-year-old woke up.
Yeah.
So I have to pause it and then come back.
I guess so. Where we left off was, what are key components that you think is important to becoming better?
I think, one, a healthy view on your identity.
Okay.
Because you can't be better if you just think the low of yourself. Like, you're going to stay there. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's people, healthy people around you who can remind you, because you're going to have low days in life. There's going to be seasons where you know you're good, seasons where you're like, oh, I suck as a person, whatever. And so people around you who can remind you of your identity. And then the last one I think is faith that you're going to be better. And the reason I say faith is because you can't have faith without action. And so that's where it's like a mix of like believing you're going to be there and then taking those steps to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's start off with baby steps. Don't get too overwhelmed, but then slowly, even kind of how you say like those, that will compound in itself. Those slowly steps will then become bigger steps and then becomes your lifestyle.
Yeah.
So if I had to pick, it'd be those three things.
I think for me, it would be humility. Mm. Humility to know that you don't know it all. You're not at the top of a mountain yet.
Yeah.
There's still always more to learn. Even when you think that you know it all, there's still more to learn.
Yeah.
And so just continuously being hungry and thirsty for more knowledge and having better practices. And with that, I would also say accountability. So again, having the people around you. But for my sake, it would be having that accountability, having somebody check in and be like, hey, remember that, let's say you wanted to learn about business. How's that going? You know, like the weekly check-ins or whatever. Like, how is that going? Where are you at?
Mm-hmm.
How can I help you? And because I mean, for me personally, that's very motivating to have somebody there and just like checking in, like, hey, you said you were going to do that thing, you remember?
Yeah.
Like, are you going to do it? Are you like, and sometimes, honestly, it's even just like out of pride sometimes. I'm like, no, I don't want to look like a fool in front of this person. Like, I gave them the responsibility to check in on me and
like,
I got to do it. And I think that's a good skill and characteristic to have, because it's like going to the gym and having an accountability party to go to the gym with. Like, there's days where you're motivated, you feel like Rocky, and you know, I'm there and it's all good. But the days that you don't want to go, those are the days that really count the most. And for me, it kind of doesn't really matter what makes you go there. It could be pride. But it's just the fact that you overcame that mental hump of like, I don't want to go. And I could justify me not going. Oh, the kids, I want to spend time with the kids or whatever. You can justify it however you want. But even if it's just like that pride of like, no, I don't want to look like a fool. Mm-hmm. I don't want this person to like come down on me and be like, wow, you didn't go to the gym. You know, like just that motivation right there is just like, okay, it's enough. And then again, because you keep practicing these good habits, it becomes not just habits, but a lifestyle. Yeah. And so, and then let's see, you did three, right? I got to think of a third one.
You don't have to.
So I said humility. I said accountability.
Those are good.
And I think just drive, having a vision of like, who do I want to become? And that, again, that's part of Atomic Habits.
Yeah.
Of who do I want to become and what am I doing to become that? So if I say I want to be healthy, am I eating good? Am I eating more good than bad?
Mm-hmm.
Am I eliminating all the bad? Am I removing all temptations? You know, if I want to be a spiritual person, am I making it easiest as possible to pick up the Bible, to pray? Like, what is it that I'm doing? And so I think having a vision of who you want to become. So yeah, humility, accountability, and vision.
That's good.
There you go.
Write it down.
But yeah, for me, I'm really happy that we're doing this.
Me too.
I'm really happy that we're going to be having more conversations. It means that we get to, you know, dig deeper into the conversations. It's another excuse for us to spend more time together. Something else that we're doing together. We're pushing together. And we're hoping that it doesn't just bless us, but it blesses all the people that are listening as well.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not just going to be us. We're going to have other people on here having different kinds of conversations. It's going to be about finances. It's going to be about personal growth. It's going to be about marriage growth, being parents, entrepreneurship. I don't know how to say that word. Yeah, I need to be better on that.
Friendship.
Yeah. Friendship, ministry, what else? Forgiveness.
Oh, that's a good one. Our past, like reflecting to be able to move forward.
Yeah.
We're gonna be vulnerable on here, and I don't want you guys to think because it's named Better Everyday Podcast that we're only gonna talk about the good things that we've done.
And it also doesn't mean that we feel like we're on top of a mountain.
Yeah.
Because I think I would like to hope that we're humble enough to know, like, this is mostly just conversations. Mm-hmm. And sometimes conversations unlocks different things in our minds as well, where we're like, oh, I didn't think about this, but here's a little nugget that I just thought about right now, you know? Like,
yeah.
So this isn't like, hey, these are the 10 lessons to become excellent people in life, you know? Like, no, we don't have all that. We have conversations, we have experiences. That's the only thing that we can really talk about.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that that also may spark conversations within yourself, with other people. Mm-hmm. And that's really the goal of this podcast, is just to us have conversations and also spark up conversations with the listeners and other people.
Yes. So I highly encourage you guys, if he said it earlier, but please interact in the comments, or if you have questions or insight that we can bring up into these conversations. We don't want it to be one-sided ever. Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm really happy to be doing this with you.
Me too.
I really hope that you guys like these conversations. This was just a little quick first episode. And we got a little interrupted by our two-year-old, but we are hoping that this goes long term, and we're hoping that you guys enjoy it. We hope that you guys can like and subscribe, set on your notifications,
share it.
Yeah. And, I'm not much of an editor. I try my best to do it, and I'm going to try doing those little clips and stuff. So if you guys see us, you know, on your feeds and stuff, you know, just give a little like, a little share, you know, we'd really appreciate that. And then if you guys find any value in these conversations, it'd be cool to know too. It's encouraging. It would be encouraging to know that.
Yeah.
And so, I think that'd be the end of this first podcast. We thank you guys for taking the time to listen. And again, hope you guys like it.
Yes.
So again, my name is David Garcia.
And I'm Grace Garcia.
This is my beautiful wife, Grace Garcia.
Oh.
See you guys next time.
Bye.